The Untethered Soul by Michael A. Singer. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Untethered Soul by Michael A. Singer is a book about spiritual growth and self-discovery. It explores the idea that we are all connected to an inner source of peace and joy, but often get caught up in our own thoughts and emotions, which can lead to suffering. The book provides practical advice on how to break free from these patterns of thinking and living so that one can experience true freedom and fulfillment. The book begins with an exploration of the concept of consciousness, or awareness. Singer explains that when we become aware of ourselves as separate entities from our thoughts, feelings, memories, etc., then we can begin to observe them objectively instead of being controlled by them. He also discusses how this awareness allows us to be more present in each moment rather than getting lost in worries about the past or future. Singer then goes on to discuss various techniques for cultivating this awareness, such as meditation, mindfulness practices, journaling exercises, yoga postures, and breathing exercises. He emphasizes the importance of developing a regular practice so that it becomes second nature over time. In addition to providing practical advice on how to cultivate greater awareness within oneself through daily practice, Singer also offers insight into some deeper spiritual concepts such as karma, the law of cause and effect, reincarnation, the cycle of birth-death-rebirth, and enlightenment, a state beyond duality. Finally, he concludes with a discussion on how one can use their newfound understanding and insights gained throughout the journey towards self-realization in order to live life more fully, with greater love for oneself and others, in service towards something larger than themselves. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The power of awareness. Awareness is the key to unlocking the power of the soul and living a life of freedom and joy. By becoming aware of our thoughts, feelings, and emotions, we can begin to take control of our lives and create a more meaningful existence. Main idea number 2. The ego. The ego is the part of us that is constantly seeking attention and validation from the outside world. By recognizing and understanding the ego, we can learn to detach from it and find inner peace. Main idea number 3. The inner voice. We all have an inner voice that speaks to us and guides us in our lives. By learning to listen to this voice, we can gain insight into our true selves and make decisions that are in alignment with our highest good. Main idea number 4. The pain body. The pain body is the part of us that holds on to negative emotions and experiences from the past. By recognizing and releasing the pain body, we can free ourselves from the burden of the past and move forward in life. Main idea number 5. The observer. The observer is the part of us that is able to observe our thoughts and feelings without judgment. By cultivating the observer, we can gain a greater understanding of ourselves and our place in the world. Main idea number 6. The 5 levels of consciousness. There are 5 levels of consciousness that we can access in order to gain a deeper understanding of ourselves and the world around us. By exploring these levels, we can gain insight into our true nature and find our purpose in life. Main idea number 7. The power of surrender. Surrendering to the present moment is the key to unlocking the power of the soul. By letting go of our attachments and expectations, we can find peace and joy in the present moment. Main idea number 8. The power of love. Love is the most powerful force in the universe and is the key to unlocking the power of the soul. By learning to love ourselves and others, we can create a life of abundance and joy. Main idea number 9. The power of forgiveness. Forgiveness is the key to unlocking the power of the soul. By forgiving ourselves and others, we can free ourselves from the burden of the past and create a life of peace and joy. Main idea number 10. The power of gratitude. Gratitude is the key to unlocking the power of the soul. By cultivating an attitude of gratitude, we can open ourselves up to the abundance of the universe and create a life of joy and abundance. Main idea number 11. The power of intention. Intention is the key to unlocking the power of the soul. By setting clear intentions and taking action, we can create a life of purpose and fulfillment. Main idea number 12. The power of acceptance. Acceptance is the key to unlocking the power of the soul. By accepting ourselves and others, we can create a life of peace and joy. Main idea number 13. The power of letting go. Letting go is the key to unlocking the power of the soul. By releasing our attachments and expectations, we can find freedom and joy in the present moment. Main idea number 14. The power of presence. Presence is the key to unlocking the power of the soul. By cultivating a state of presence, we can open ourselves up to the abundance of the universe and create a life of joy and abundance. Main idea number 15. The power of faith. Faith is the key to unlocking the power of the soul. By cultivating faith in ourselves and the universe, we can create a life of purpose and fulfillment. Main idea number 16. The power of compassion. Compassion is the key to unlocking the power of the soul. By cultivating compassion for ourselves and others, we can create a life of peace and joy. Main idea number 17. The power of choice. Choice is the key to unlocking the power of the soul. By making conscious choices, we can create a life of freedom and joy. Main idea number 18. The power of transformation. Transformation is the key to unlocking the power of the soul. By embracing change and growth, we can create a life of purpose and fulfillment. Main idea number 19. The power of connection. Connection is the key to unlocking the power of the soul. By cultivating meaningful connections with ourselves and others, we can create a life of abundance and joy. Main idea number 20. The power of service. Service is the key to unlocking the power of the soul. By serving others, we can create a life of purpose and fulfillment. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The power of awareness is a powerful tool that can help us to unlock our true potential and live a life of joy and freedom. By becoming aware of our thoughts, feelings, and emotions, we can begin to take control of our lives and create a more meaningful existence. Awareness allows us to recognize the patterns in our behavior that may be holding us back from achieving what we truly desire. It also helps us to identify areas where we need improvement or growth so that we can make positive changes. Awareness gives us the ability to observe ourselves objectively without judgment or criticism. We become conscious of how our actions affect others as well as ourselves, allowing for greater understanding and compassion towards those around us. With this newfound insight into ourselves, it becomes easier to make decisions based on what is best for everyone involved rather than just what serves one's own interests. By cultivating an attitude of self-awareness, we are able to gain clarity about who we are at the core level, beyond all labels or roles, which leads to greater peace within oneself. This inner knowing then radiates outwardly into every aspect of life, creating harmony with those around you as well as with yourself. The power of awareness is something that each person has access to, however it takes practice and dedication in order for its full potentiality be realized. As you continue your journey towards self-discovery, remember that by simply being mindful you have already taken the first step towards unlocking your true power. Main idea number 2. The ego is a powerful force that can drive us to seek attention and validation from the outside world. It can make us feel like we need to be accepted by others in order to be happy, or it can lead us down a path of self-doubt and insecurity. By recognizing and understanding our ego, however, we can learn how to detach from it and find inner peace. When we become aware of our egos, we are able to recognize when they are driving our behavior. We can then take steps towards detaching ourselves from them so that we don't get caught up in their demands for attention or approval. This allows us to focus on what truly matters, our own happiness and well-being. By learning how to separate ourselves from the ego's influence, we gain greater control over our lives. We no longer have an external source dictating how we should think or act. Instead, we are free to choose what makes sense for us without worrying about pleasing anyone else. This newfound freedom gives us the opportunity to live life according to our own values rather than those imposed upon us by society. Main idea number 3. The inner voice is a powerful tool that can help us to make decisions and live our lives in alignment with our true selves. It speaks to us from within, providing guidance and insight into what we need to do in order to be happy and fulfilled. By learning how to listen to this voice, we can gain clarity on the direction of our lives and make choices that are right for us. This inner voice is often quiet but persistent, so it's important that we take time out of each day to really tune into it. We can do this through meditation or simply by taking some time alone with ourselves. As we become more aware of this inner dialogue, we will start to recognize patterns in our thoughts and feelings which will give us greater insight into who we truly are. By listening closely enough, the inner voice will provide answers about what path is best for us as individuals. This could mean making changes in our life such as changing jobs or relationships or even just shifting perspectives on certain issues. Whatever the case may be, following the advice of your inner voice can lead you down a path towards greater self-awareness and fulfillment. Main idea number 4. The pain body is an energy field within us that contains all the negative emotions and experiences we have ever had. It can be triggered by events in our present life, but it also holds on to memories from our past. When the pain body is activated, it can cause us to feel overwhelmed with sadness, anger, fear, or other negative emotions. By recognizing when the pain body has been activated and understanding its source, we can begin to release these old patterns of suffering. This process involves becoming aware of how we are feeling in the moment and then allowing ourselves to fully experience those feelings without judgment or resistance. We must learn to accept what has happened in our lives without trying to change it or deny its existence. Once we have released these old patterns of suffering from our pain body, we will be free from their burden and able to move forward in life with greater clarity and joy. The key is learning how to recognize when the pain body has been activated so that we can take steps towards healing ourselves. Main idea number 5. The observer is an essential part of our inner being that allows us to observe our thoughts and feelings without judgment. It is a powerful tool for self-reflection, allowing us to gain insight into ourselves and the world around us. By cultivating the observer within, we can become more aware of our own motivations and reactions, as well as those of others. This awareness can help us make better decisions in life by understanding how our actions affect those around us. By developing the observer within, we can also learn to be less reactive when faced with difficult situations or emotions. Instead of reacting impulsively or out of fear or anger, we can take a step back and observe what is happening before responding in a mindful way. We may even find that some situations are not worth engaging in at all. Finally, cultivating the observer helps us cultivate compassion for ourselves and others. When we understand why people act certain ways or feel certain things, it becomes easier to forgive them, and ourselves, for any mistakes made along the way. Main idea number 6. The first level of consciousness is the physical level. This is where we experience our physical body and its sensations, such as hunger, thirst, pain, pleasure, etc. We are aware of our environment through sight, sound, smell, and touch. At this level, we can also become aware of our thoughts and emotions. The second level of consciousness is the mental level. Here we become aware of our beliefs about ourselves and the world around us. We can observe how these beliefs shape our behavior and attitudes towards life in general. Through this awareness, we can begin to question these beliefs and make conscious choices that will lead us to a more fulfilling life. The third level of consciousness is the emotional level. Here we become aware of how different emotions affect us both physically and mentally. We learn to recognize when certain feelings arise within us so that we can better understand why they occur in certain situations or with certain people. The fourth level of consciousness is the spiritual level. This is where we connect with something greater than ourselves, a higher power or source energy, and gain insight into who we truly are at a soul level beyond what society has taught us about ourselves. Finally, there's the fifth, or highest, state, enlightenment or unity consciousness, which transcends all other levels by allowing one to experience oneness with all things, the ultimate goal for many spiritual seekers. P. Main idea number 7. The power of surrender is a powerful tool for unlocking the potential of our soul. When we let go of our attachments and expectations, we can find peace and joy in the present moment. By allowing ourselves to be open to whatever comes our way, we can experience life with greater clarity and understanding. We can also become more aware of how our thoughts, feelings, and actions affect us on a deeper level. Surrendering to the present moment allows us to move beyond fear-based thinking into an empowered state where we are able to make conscious choices that align with our highest good. It helps us recognize when it's time to take action or when it's best just to observe without judgment or attachment. Surrendering also gives us access to inner wisdom that may have been hidden from view before. When we practice surrendering regularly, it becomes easier for us to accept what is happening in each moment without resistance or struggle. This opens up space for creativity and growth, as well as healing old wounds that may have been holding us back from living fully in alignment with who we truly are. Main idea number 8. The power of love is an incredible force that can transform our lives in ways we never thought possible. It has the ability to heal, bring joy, and create a sense of peace and contentment. Love is not just something we feel for another person, it's also something we can cultivate within ourselves. When we learn to love ourselves unconditionally, it opens us up to loving others more deeply. Love gives us the courage to take risks and make changes in our lives that will lead us closer towards our goals. It helps us find strength when times are tough and encourages us to keep going even when things seem impossible. By learning how to tap into this powerful energy source, we can unlock the potential of our soul and live a life full of abundance. When we open up our hearts with unconditional love, amazing things start happening around us. We become more compassionate towards others as well as ourselves, relationships deepen, creativity flourishes, opportunities arise from unexpected places, miracles occur on a daily basis. The power of love truly knows no bounds. Main idea number 9. The power of forgiveness is a powerful tool that can help us to move forward in life. When we forgive ourselves and others, we are able to let go of the pain and hurt from our past experiences. This allows us to create a new beginning for ourselves, free from the burden of guilt or regret. Forgiveness also helps us to open up our hearts and minds so that we can experience more joy and peace in our lives. By forgiving those who have wronged us, we are able to release any negative feelings associated with them and instead focus on creating positive relationships with them. Finally, forgiveness gives us the opportunity to learn from our mistakes without being weighed down by them. We can use this newfound freedom as an opportunity for growth and self-improvement. Through forgiveness, we can become better versions of ourselves while still honoring the lessons learned along the way. Main idea number 10. The power of gratitude is a powerful force that can transform our lives. When we express gratitude for the blessings in our life, it opens us up to receive more abundance and joy. Gratitude helps us to recognize the beauty and goodness in our lives, even when things are not going as planned. It allows us to appreciate what we have instead of focusing on what we don't have. Gratitude also has a positive effect on our mental health. Studies show that expressing gratitude can reduce stress levels, improve sleep quality, increase self-esteem, and boost overall happiness. By cultivating an attitude of thankfulness each day, we can create a sense of peace within ourselves and open ourselves up to new possibilities. Finally, practicing gratitude helps us connect with others in meaningful ways. Expressing appreciation for those around us strengthens relationships and encourages deeper connections with family members, friends, colleagues, or strangers alike. The power of gratitude is truly remarkable. By embracing this practice into your daily life, you will be able to unlock its potential and experience greater joys than ever before. Main idea number 11. The power of intention is a powerful force that can help us to manifest our dreams and desires. Intention is the starting point for any action we take, and it sets the tone for how we approach life. When we set an intention, it helps to focus our energy on what matters most to us and guides us in making decisions that are aligned with our values. Intention also gives us clarity about who we want to be in this world. It allows us to create a vision of ourselves as capable, confident individuals who have something valuable to offer. By setting clear intentions, we can move forward with confidence, knowing that whatever happens along the way will serve our highest good. When combined with action, intention has the potential to transform lives. We can use it as a tool for self-discovery and personal growth by taking steps towards achieving goals or creating meaningful relationships. With each step taken in alignment with our intentions, we become more empowered and connected with ourselves. Ultimately, when used correctly, intention has the power to bring about positive change in all areas of life, from career success and financial abundance through health improvements right down into spiritual awakening. The key is learning how best to harness its power so that you can live your best life possible. Main idea number 12. Acceptance is the key to unlocking the power of our soul. When we accept ourselves and others, we open up a world of peace and joy that can be found within us. Acceptance allows us to move beyond our own limitations and find true freedom in life. It helps us to recognize our strengths and weaknesses, as well as those of others, without judgment or criticism. When we accept ourselves for who we are, it gives us permission to explore all aspects of our lives with an open heart. We can learn from mistakes without feeling ashamed or embarrassed about them. We can also forgive ourselves for any wrongs done in the past so that they no longer have a hold on us. By accepting others, we create an environment where everyone feels safe and respected regardless of their differences. This creates a space where people feel comfortable expressing themselves honestly without fear of being judged or criticized by anyone else. In this way, acceptance fosters understanding between individuals, which leads to greater connection and harmony. The power of acceptance lies in its ability to bring out the best in each person while allowing them to remain true to themselves at all times. By embracing both ourselves and others with unconditional love, respect, kindness, compassion, we unlock the potential within each one of us that will lead towards lasting happiness. Main idea number 13. Letting go is a powerful tool for unlocking the power of our soul. When we let go of our attachments and expectations, we free ourselves from the burden of trying to control outcomes or cling to what has already passed. We can find joy in the present moment without being weighed down by worries about the future or regrets about the past. When we practice letting go, it allows us to be more open and receptive to life's possibilities. We become less attached to material possessions and instead focus on experiences that bring us true happiness. By releasing our grip on things that are out of our control, we can live with greater peace and contentment. The power of letting go also helps us cultivate healthier relationships with others. When we stop clinging on to people or situations, it gives them space to grow and evolve naturally without feeling suffocated by our expectations. This creates an environment where both parties can thrive independently while still maintaining a strong connection. Ultimately, learning how to let go is essential for finding inner peace and fulfillment in life. It enables us to move forward with grace rather than getting stuck in cycles of fear or regret. Letting go may not always be easy, but it is worth embracing if you want access to your own personal power. Main idea number 14. The power of presence is a concept that has been explored by many spiritual teachers and philosophers throughout the ages. It is the idea that when we are present in our lives, we can access an inner source of wisdom and strength. By being mindful and aware of our thoughts, feelings, and actions, we can tap into this powerful energy to create positive change in our lives. When we cultivate a state of presence, it allows us to be more open to new ideas and possibilities. We become more receptive to guidance from within ourselves as well as from outside sources such as books or mentors. This openness helps us make better decisions for ourselves, which leads to greater success in life. Presence also gives us access to deeper levels of understanding about ourselves and others. When we are present with someone else, it creates an atmosphere where both parties feel safe enough to share their true selves without fear or judgment. This connection allows for meaningful conversations that lead to mutual growth. Finally, cultivating a state of presence helps us connect with the divine energy around us at all times. We become aware of how connected everything truly is on a spiritual level, which brings peace and joy into our lives. Main idea number 15. The power of faith is an incredible force that can transform our lives. When we have faith in ourselves and the universe, it gives us strength to face any challenge or obstacle that comes our way. Faith allows us to trust in a higher power and believe that everything will work out for the best. It helps us stay focused on our goals and dreams, even when things seem impossible. Faith also brings peace of mind because it reminds us that no matter what happens, there is something greater at work in the world. We can take comfort knowing that whatever life throws at us, we are never alone, there is always a divine presence guiding and protecting us along the way. Having faith doesn't mean blindly believing without question, rather, it means having an open heart and trusting in something bigger than ourselves. By cultivating this kind of faith within ourselves, we can create a life full of purpose and fulfillment. Main idea number 16. The power of compassion is a force that can transform our lives. Compassion allows us to open up and connect with ourselves and others in meaningful ways. It helps us to recognize the beauty, worth, and potential within each person we encounter. When we practice compassion, it gives us the strength to forgive ourselves for our mistakes and accept our imperfections. Compassion also encourages us to be kinder towards those around us. We become more understanding of their struggles and more willing to offer support when needed. By showing kindness towards others, we create an environment where everyone feels safe enough to express themselves without fear or judgment. Ultimately, cultivating compassion leads us on a path of self-discovery as well as spiritual growth. As we learn how to love ourselves unconditionally, it becomes easier for us to extend this same love outwards into the world around us. This creates a ripple effect that has the potential to bring about positive change in both our own lives and those of others. Main idea number 17. The power of choice is a powerful tool that can be used to unlock the potential of our souls. When we make conscious choices, we are taking control of our lives and creating a life full of freedom and joy. By making decisions based on what truly matters to us, rather than what society tells us should matter, we can create an environment where our true desires can flourish. When we choose to take responsibility for ourselves and our actions, it gives us the opportunity to grow in ways that would otherwise not be possible. We become empowered by understanding that no one else has control over how we live or think, only we have the power to decide which path will lead us towards fulfillment. With this newfound sense of autonomy comes greater self-awareness and clarity about who we are as individuals. Making conscious choices also allows us to tap into deeper levels of creativity and imagination. As opposed to simply following societal norms or expectations, when given the chance to explore different possibilities through choice-making, new ideas emerge from within ourselves that may have never been discovered before. This opens up a world of possibility for personal growth and development. Ultimately, having the power of choice is essential for living an authentic life filled with purpose and meaning. It enables us to break free from external influences so that our own inner voice can guide us along our journey towards happiness. Main idea number 18. The power of transformation is a powerful concept that can help us unlock our true potential. Transformation involves embracing change and growth, allowing us to create a life of purpose and fulfillment. It requires courage to take risks, face fears, and make difficult decisions in order to move forward. By taking the time to reflect on our lives and identify areas for improvement, we can begin the process of transformation. Transformation also involves learning from mistakes and failures as well as celebrating successes. We must be willing to let go of old patterns that no longer serve us so that we can open ourselves up to new possibilities. This process allows us to become more aware of who we are at our core, what makes us unique, so that we can live an authentic life. Ultimately, transformation is about creating positive changes in our lives by being mindful of how we think, feel, act, and interact with others. When we embrace this power within ourselves, it gives us the strength needed for personal growth and development. With each step taken towards transformation comes greater clarity about who you are meant to be. Main idea number 19. The power of connection is a powerful force that can help us unlock our true potential. When we connect with ourselves and others, we open up to the possibility of creating meaningful relationships and experiences. Through these connections, we can learn more about who we are and what makes us unique. We can also gain insight into how our actions affect those around us. Connection allows us to tap into our inner strength and wisdom, enabling us to make decisions that will bring greater joy and fulfillment in life. It helps build trust between people, allowing them to share their thoughts openly without fear or judgment. Connection also encourages collaboration among individuals as they work together towards common goals. By cultivating meaningful connections with ourselves and others, we can create a life of abundance and joy. We become empowered by understanding the importance of connecting on an emotional level with those around us. This leads to deeper levels of understanding, which ultimately strengthens relationships. The power of connection is something that should not be underestimated. It has the ability to transform lives for the better if embraced fully. By taking time out each day for self-reflection or engaging in conversations with friends or family members, you will begin to experience its positive effects firsthand. Main idea number 20. The power of service is an idea that has been around for centuries. It is the belief that by serving others, we can unlock our own potential and find true fulfillment in life. Service to others can take many forms, from volunteering at a local charity or helping out a neighbor in need, to dedicating time and energy to causes we believe in. By giving of ourselves freely and without expectation of reward, we open up our hearts and minds to new possibilities. When we serve others with love and compassion, it helps us become more aware of our own needs as well as those of other people. We learn how to be kinder and more understanding towards one another while also developing empathy for those who are less fortunate than us. Through service, we gain insight into what truly matters most in life: relationships with family members, friends, colleagues, meaningful work, contributing positively to society, taking care of the environment, being part of something bigger than ourselves. Service also teaches us humility. It reminds us that no matter how much success or wealth we may have achieved on our own accord, there will always be someone else who needs help or support. This realization allows us to appreciate all the blessings that come with living a life filled with purposeful action. Ultimately, when done selflessly and from the heart, service has the power to transform lives both internally within ourselves as well as externally through its impact on those around us. The act itself becomes an expression of gratitude for all that exists in this world, allowing each individual moment spent serving others become an opportunity for growth. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.